With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, listener, you private parter. Hi, it's me, Jamie, obviously. So I've got a big favour to ask. Now, I don't think I normally ask for favours. Maybe I do ask. I ask you to subscribe sometimes, but this is like the biggest favour of all, because not only have we been nominated for Best Entertainment Podcast 2019 at the Podcast Awards, hell yeah, there's also another award we can win, but it's up to you. So it's called the Listener's Award, Listener's Choice Award, which basically means that it's up to the listeners of all podcasts to go onto the website and actually vote for their favourite podcast. So can you please, pretty please, it would mean the absolute world if you went and did it for our podcast, Private Parts. Very simple. You just got to go on, click on the link. We're going to leave the link in the description below, so you can click on it there. It takes you straight to the website. Type in our podcast, Private Parts, and vote for it. It means we might win, and that means if we win, you win, because you're part of the fam. You're part of the gang, Private Parter. That's about it. Go and do it. It would mean the world. I love you. When you were younger, what was your bedroom like?
Well, I had many bedrooms.
What, in one house?
No, over the years.
What was your favourite bedroom out of all the bedrooms?
Oh, I had one bedroom which was quite big. It had I had a big cowhide rug on the floor with a nice armchair where I read my book.
You read your book in an armchair?
Yeah.
When was it, like the 1950s?
Yeah. And then, it was just after the war. And, so.
Hey, the reason why I say it is because Brennan Rees, the lovely man.
You keep calling him Brendan.
No, Brennan.
You just called him Brendan.
No, I said Brennan. I never said Brendan.
You said Brendan Rees. His name's Brennan.
I know it's Brennan.
Brennan, who's that guy called Brennan?
Brennan Rees.
Isn't there a sprinter called Brennan?
I don't know, maybe. But I tell you what, Brennan Rees is a lovely, lovely, lovely man. Comedian, Mancunian, uncle, as he says on his Instagram.
Professional uncle.
We had him on the podcast today, and I think one of the funniest podcasts we've had in a while.
He's very funny.
He is such a funny guy. He's on tour. You can go and get tickets. You guys are going to freaking love this one.
If you like this podcast, go check out his tour.
Go check out his tour. Also, stick right to the end of part two because he says one of the funniest stories I've heard. Don't skip to it now. Just listen to the whole thing. But please remember to subscribe, comment, give us a 5-star review.
Are you going to ask for fan mail again?
Yeah, I'm going to. Subscribe, guys. We love the subscription. Follow us on Instagram.
If you send us a letter, we'll read it out on the podcast.
That's the whole
answer
point.
Answer your problems.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the...
We'll answer your problems. We won't necessarily fix them.
That's the whole point of the fan mail, Francis, that we're actually just wanting to receive it so we can read it out on the show.
You basically have never received any fan mail, so you want a taste of that.
When did
that
you
sweet,
receive
sweet fan mail?
When did you receive some fan mail?
When I went on my book tour, I got a lot of fan mail. That's quite nice.
Please, if you want to send us some fan mail, send it to 79-81 Borough Road, SE11DN, and title it Private Parts or Jamie and Francis.
Or Francis.
Or Jamie, whatever it is. Hey, also to you private parters, you freaking gang, you homies, you cool people out there who listen to us every single week, thank you so much.
And thanks to all the people who've been tweeting on Twitter about the podcast. Saying that you love it. Then this one guy was saying that he nearly injured himself in the gym from laughing too much.
Just all of you guys.
So be careful lifting heavy equipment, operating heavy machinery, because it is a health hazard.
Just to all of you guys out there who constantly support us, we really love you. We appreciate it every single week. So we hope we keep making you laugh, as we always do. But for now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
Brendan Rees.
Do you know what I've worked out? Do you know what I've worked out?
Your mass equation from GCSE?
No, I haven't worked that out. I've worked out what my favourite colour is. Try and guess.
Pink?
No, not pink.
I don't know. What, baby blue?
No, sunset orange.
Oh, really?
Yeah, love it. Love
it. What, this colour? Hold on.
No, that's purple.
No,
not that. Sunset orange. Do you like sunset orange, Brennan?
I think it's all right. My favourite's just standard yellow.
What?
Oh, but what? No, this is more camel.
That's, I'd say that's a deep mustard.
Why? Who the hell likes yellow?
Me.
What? Why? Why do you like the colour yellow?
You can't attack people for their favourite colours.
Yeah, I can. Watch me. Why do you like yellow?
Because it's nice, isn't it? It's just bright. Like, sunset orange just sounds a bit too much, doesn't it?
Poncy.
Just orange. Just say orange.
No. Sunset orange.
Why, though?
Well, because, do you know why? I was gazing across the water last night on a lovely...
Which water?
The Serpentine. And I was gazing across it, and there was a sunset. And the sunset was blazing across...
No, but yesterday it wasn't... It was overcast yesterday.
Maybe it wasn't yesterday, maybe it was another day.
But were you staring at like a Microsoft screensaver? Is that... Have you mistaken the world for a screen?
No, I haven't. But it was... I just think sunset orange is my favourite colour. That, or the other one that I really like, is I like green. My eyes are green, so I'm 2% of the population, apparently.
Your eyes aren't green.
Yeah, they are. They're green. Look.
No, they're brown.
No, they're not brown. They're green.
If I had a car that colour, I'd say... Take it back. It's not proper green. It's not good green.
It is. What do you mean it's not good green?
There's better greens.
No, someone came up to me on the street the other day and went, God, you have green eyes.
Yeah, but that's not a compliment. That's just a fact.
No, it wasn't. No, because I saw them clock me as I was walking down the street. And they were sort of astounded. And they went, God, your eyes are just beautiful and green.
I think that's because you're... Like, that I'm not sure. Not going around just pointing out green eyes to people.
No.
I'm not sure anything you've said is true.
Yeah, it is true. When I saw the clockless person a mile off, and literally a mile off.
You clocked them.
I clocked them a mile off, and I saw that they were like, he was looking at people's eyes, just going, and then he clocked mine, and his whole face and situation and emotions changed, and he went, Wow. You've got green eyes.
Let me have a look at him. Yeah, I've got nice eyes.
Yeah, there we go.
But they're not, like, I wouldn't walk up to him a mile off. But I've seen better eyes.
Okay, if something was a mile off,
yeah,
and you saw it a mile away in the distance, what would it be to have to amaze you?
Like, just like imagine like a giraffe in like Leicester Square. I'd be like, fucking hell, what's that doing there? Then I'd climb up its neck and have a gaze in its eyes. But you don't want to piss a giraffe off. They're pretty lethal, you know?
Oh, yeah, they'll swing their neck at you.
Yeah, imagine getting headbutted by a giraffe.
Yeah.
The velocity as it comes down onto your skull.
Did you know they're also the gayest animal in the animal kingdom?
Really?
They
94% of male giraffes have sex with other male giraffes.
I think it's those little bits on the top of their head. Yeah. Were perfect as a little dildo, wouldn't it?
What, as a butt plug?
Yeah, you could... Two of them as well, so you make friends quicker.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Private Parts Podcast. This is where we read the most intimate and sordid details of our lives. In the studio with us today, Brennan Rees.
Hello. Hello, people I've never met.
From Manchester.
From Manchester, so you might struggle understanding my voice.
No, from Manchester.
Yeah, we got...
I don't know where that's from.
Yeah, he's from Manchester.
You sound like a deaf person from Manchester.
No, that would be... I'm not going to try.
Go on. You want to, though, don't you?
A little bit.
Go on, I'll give it a go.
Manchester. That's what it would be if I was deaf.
But do you remember when you did it on the tour, you did an impression of of a deaf person on stage. And the whole audience just went, ooh.
Yeah. What happened was, Francis said this joke. I was going, oh, Francis. And Francis went, are you deaf? And I went, no, this is what a deaf person would sound like. And went, that's really not funny.
They're one of the best people to offend as well, especially on a podcast, because they cannot listen to it.
Oh, yeah. So if you're deaf and listening, shame. I saw that Justin Bieber on Instagram and over social media, he posted a April Fool's saying that Hailey Baldwin, or Hailey Bieber, his wife, was pregnant. And what happened,
I thought she is pregnant, isn't she?
No, it was an April Fool's, a very good gag. And I did that, so I feel like Bieber copied me.
Got me.
But I did that once as an April Fool's with Eloise, my girlfriend. I pretended that she was pregnant last April Fool's, and the amount of hate that I got from people being like, "How dare you? Some of us can't have kids. Some of us little like that and this," and I thought it was funny.
Do you know, like, when people get offended too easily? And you're like, "Chill out. It was a bit of a laugh. That was just clearly a joke, wasn't it?"
Yeah, but what? Surely something gets you offended. If someone comes up to you and says something, or does something, or you see someone doing something, what offends you?
Nothing really. I'm not really that bothered by things, like, because it's like, there's too much rubbish in the world. So I just think, oh, just get on with it. Like, there's things that are going to piss people off, but it's not good.
And how can people are so precious now, and, like, you know, they feel like they've got a right not to be offended.
Yeah, and just because you say you're offended doesn't mean you're right.
No, exactly. Yeah.
I think, do I get offended by it? Have I ever been offended? I don't think I've ever been offended.
Would you be offended if I said you had shit eyes?
Yeah, I would. That would be the only thing that was. But also, I know that you're lying, so it doesn't.
I know, I'm gazing into them. They're so beautiful.
Hey, Brennan Rees, I was checking up on a few things on you. Firstly, you don't follow me on Instagram, and I follow you.
Well, yeah, but I follow you in real life.
No, you walking just down the street.
Yeah.
No, you don't follow me.
How can
me?
You see right, that
I'll do
he
it right now.
Because I was on Instagram, and I came across Brennan Rees.
Yeah, we didn't need to know that.
I'm going to follow you instantly. Oh, here we go.
And
you ready?
Yeah. Do I get a notification when you do it?
I don't know. It's a big moment.
I don't. But then I click on Brennan Rees's Instagram. So if all of you listeners want to go and follow it, go and check
him
out.
Your Instagram's really cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really cool. And it says, Brennan Rees, blue tick, comedian, Mancunian, uncle.
I'm an uncle.
Are you an uncle?
Wow. Yeah, they won't let me have kids of my own, so I've got to look after my brother and sisters. Wow. Loads of kids they've got.
How many have they got?
Like, oh, just they just keep flopping them out. Like, my sister, she just got too many kids.
That's the worst description I've ever heard of a pregnancy, flopping.
Literally, I think the last one just fell out. Like, it's just, she loves it. I don't know whether she loves having kids or loves sitting on willies. Like, she's a fan. She's a fan of it.
But Brennan,
so you're Uncle Brennan.
I'm Uncle Brennan, which sounds a bit creepy, doesn't it? If I'm like,
Uncle Brennan,
come and sit on Uncle Brennan's knee. Not again. Yeah. Oh, I'm 15.
Oh, Mum, I don't want to go and see Uncle Brennan. Oh, please.
Do they all have Mancunian accents as well?
Yeah, apart from my nieces, who are my sister's kids, because they live in Spain.
Because so Spanish accents.
Yeah, my sister was in the circus.
Really?
For ages, yeah. So she's ploughed through all them.
Wait, hang. Wait, you can't just skip over that.
Yeah.
So I've always had a huge fantasy. So two things. I've always loved the circus. When I was a kid, I went to watch Cirque du Soleil, and I was just amazed at how incredible this kind of circus was. And then obviously I went and watched The Greatest Showman, probably one of the greatest movies ever made. And I was like, shit.
I heard it was overrated.
I think you need to watch more films.
Yeah. Okay, let's go on a tangent. What films are better than The Greatest Showman?
Like, Bring It On 2's better than the Greatest Showman. Your Mama's House is better than The Greatest Showman.
Your Mama's House is the shittest movie I have ever seen. It's worse than The Nutty Professor Meet the Clumps.
But generally, like, to decide your favourite films, and presumably your favourite colour as well, you sort of scan Instagram, see what everyone else is saying they like, and then you say, okay, I'll like that.
No, with the Greatest Showman, the reason why I like that is I was...
Because everyone else likes it.
No, I was very hungover, and I went to the cinema, and I went with my friend, and he said, oh, I don't really know if I can be bothered to go to the cinema. I said, no, it's going to be great. And we got to there, bought our tickets to The Greatest Showman. As we bought them, there were only two seats left in the entire cinema. And they were it was meant to be. And they were two seats in the far right-hand corner on the front row. So you're basically straining on shit seats. It's terrible seats.
Yeah.
Yeah, you, and also I sat there and someone was eating a Pret salad next to me.
What sort of cinema? Like, this is... this. You live in a different world to me because, first of all, a packed cinema and then a Pret. Anyway, I only had a Pret about a week ago for the first time. A salad. Never had one of them. In the cinema. I remember when I was a kid, my mum used to make us sneak things in because the cinema's too expensive, isn't it, for like a bad hot dog. So like we'd have to sneak in like a massive bag of Monster Munch or like, do you know, one of those little cartons of like sort of flat Coca-Cola.
What, cola?
Yeah, like cola, like Panda Cola.
Oh, Panda, yeah, your Panda Pops.
Yeah, and then if you were cool, you'd turn it upside down and you'd bite the end off and you'd suck it through that bit.
Was that cool?
Not really, no, but I had a backwards cap on, so...
So I went into the cinema and person was eating a salad next to me.
Who is this person?
I don't know who the person eating the salad was, but
I thought it was your friend who...
No, I was with my friend. He was on the right hand side and we're both very hungover. But I have been to cinemas where you can order things to your seat. You've been to those, Brendan, haven't
no.
you?
No.
Why haven't you? Have you not? Where you
I've been to cinemas where there are no seats. Like that's this is such like just then when you said like you went to watch Cirque du Soleil as a kid. What? It's expensive, isn't it?
Yeah. I went to watch Cirque du Soleil as a kid. But then I went to watch The Great Showman and I was in the two front row and I was like, God, this is not going to be good. Packed cinema. Oh, lots of noise. People eating salad. And I watched this movie and it was honestly one of the greatest moments of my life. I was...
The greatest showman?
Yeah, it was. I think probably up there with the greatest moments of my life. First greatest moment is when I intercepted the ball against Wellington College and scored the winning try. That was a great moment. Another great moment was when I threw the javelin 54 metres and broke the school record at Summerfields under 11s. And the third
I don't know what some of these words mean. You're so posh.
And the third one was when I watched The Greatest Showman.
Was... Two sporting events and then Hugh Jackman in a red coat. Why not?
And honestly, when that moment in The Greatest Showman, when Hugh Jackman... he realized that his time is up and then he wants to spend time with his family and Zac Efron comes sliding in and it's like, oh my God, they've done a role reversal. Now Zac Efron is the showman. That moment, wow.
Did you not see it come in?
No.
No.
That was as good as a twist as Usual Suspects.
Yeah, I think in about 20 years' time, people would be going, oh, that moment when Zac Efron puts on a red coat. I tell you what, talking about eyes... He's got fit
Zac
eyes.
Zac Efron.
Yeah.
I went to see this movie last night of him in the new Ted Bundy movie.
Was it good?
Really good, actually. I was expecting it to be like quite a sort of gory horror or whatever.
Was it more like a musical?
But
like,
it was almost... No.
Francis is obsessed with Ted Bundy.
I watched the documentary on Netflix and then went to see this preview last night.
And then he was like, God, I just love Ted Bundy.
Yeah. He's got a Ted Bundy t-shirt on right now.
No.
Why are you wearing a Ted Bundy t-shirt?
I'm not wearing a Ted Bundy t-shirt. But I was going to say, it's actually a very good film. And it's more like... about the sort of love story of between him and basically him deceiving his wife and stuff like that. And it's quite, you know, it is actually good. Kaya Scodelaria, isn't it?
I thought it was going to be the love story between him and all the women.
Well, no, it doesn't really cover that. Until the end, there's a bit, like at the end, when it's kind of revealed that he is guilty. Because obviously they tried to keep that jeopardy about whether he's actually guilty or not whilst he's fighting his... convictions.
Hey, but
were you gripped? Because we knew he was guilty.
It was like, no, that's the thing.
Was
like,
he?
Obviously, we knew. Yeah, of course. He got the electric chair.
Yeah, but look, so did Jesus in a sense.
Yeah, that was the old. It's like an analog electric chair. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Are you saying that? Are you comparing Jesus to Ted Bundy?
Yeah, yeah.
They were both fit. Have you seen Jesus's abs? I don't know what CrossFit session he was going to back in the day, but he was fit.
Yeah, it's because he carried that cross. That's where CrossFit comes from. That is. Are you CrossFit? Are you able to carry your cross up a hill to get crucified? Are you CrossFit?
Yeah, that should be one of the events at the CrossFit Games.
I'm going to tell Joel Dommett because he hates Jesus. So,
but he loves CrossFit and getting his dick out on the internet.
But yeah, I did. I watched that. Talking of movies, I watched... Do you ever watch The Passion of the Christ?
No, because I know the story.
Well, what happens in the end then?
Dead.
No, well,
dead and then back to life in 2 days.
How do you know that?
Well, I've read the book.
Oh, you read the book?
No, I haven't. That's a long book, innit? We know. My brother became a Christian for a bit, and then he had enough after about 4 years and a divorce. So what? Like, so I used to go every so often just to have a look what was going on, and so they'd give you like a snippet of the Bible, and it's just boring, innit? Like, they need to zhuzh it up a bit now.
No, listen. I think you're taking a wrong take of it, because if you were to look at the Bible, a talking snake. Nakedness at the beginning, experience, death, deceit, loyalty, God.
Best friends.
Best friends.
Falling out, kissing each other on the cheek.
Chick cockerels.
A big meal at the end.
What else is there?
A flood.
A flood. An
with
ark.
Animals.
And an ark.
It's a bit much in it for one book.
A man walking on water. A man separating water.
And people believe this, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
People think that.
A plague. 12 of them.
12 plagues.
12 plagues.
Oh, God. It's bad enough, isn't it? Do you know when it gets to, like, September and wasps start freaking out because they're all dying? Imagine that, but 12 times on a big scale. Yeah. In a toga.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, but Brennan, we need to find out lots about you because I found out when I was on your Instagram.
He's looking up your
skirt.
I'm looking at the appearances.
I'm looking at your Ted Bundy T-shirt. Brennan, so you I clicked on you. You have a website, which is.
I do have a website.
Yeah, which is really cool. I don't have a website. I feel like that's like when you kind of feel like you have a website, BrennanReese.com.
I did make it myself, though.
So. Did you not?
No, I did.
Did you?
Yeah, you can do it.
How did you do that? Do you know how to code?
No. I just
Well, these days you don't need to.
There's like websites in the way they just put it together for you.
But I was... So your telly appearances are... So I clicked on the about page and you've done Live at the Apollo.
Oh yeah, that was good.
Comedy Central at the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
Survivor of the Fittest.
Well, that's gone now, isn't it? It was like Love Island, but not good.
Survival of the Fittest?
Yeah. Oh, so it's like boys v girls and then they all started fingering each other in South Africa.
Oh, God.
It's what Danny Dyer was on before Love Island.
Yeah, best thing that ever, she broke her arm on the first day. Best thing.
Really?
That ever
so she was
her.
On something before Love Island.
Made by the same. So she would never been on Love Island if she didn't bloody fall
really?
Over. Yeah.
Oh, what? And they said, look, it's fine. Don't do this one, but come back on Love Island.
Literally, what they said. She was crying her eyes out, but her arm was literally like her elbow was near a bloody.
She like, what happened to her arm?
Shoulder. I think she fell over and. In some mud and then tried to rip her arm out of the mud and her arm stayed where it was but her body carried on.
Oh my god.
I bet her dad was fucking furious. You fucking what?
So Brendan, what were you doing on Survivor of the Fittest though?
So I was doing the voiceover. I was doing like the
Ian Sterling on Love Island.
Yeah, I was basically like a diet Ian Sterling.
Really? Why diet?
Well, he's good, isn't he? I was alright. I got a lot of hate.
Really? Oh,
well, it's because I'm not him. So people being like, you're not Ian Sterling. And I was like, I know. I'm BrennanReese.com.
Is that what happens?
Does that happen to you in the street as well? Or?
Yeah, they're like, who are you? I'm like, at BrennanReese on Instagram. Do you know?
.com.
.com.
As they walk off. Does that happen? So is that quite a, I suppose, and I suppose that was sort of teed up to be a very big show.
Yeah, it did really well, actually.
Did it?
But maybe I'm not allowed to say this, but I'll put it in anyway. I mean, we'll figure out. So it was coming back, because I think it was like the second highest show on ITV2. So I think it got like 7 viewers. And and the producers, so it was all ready to go ahead. And then the producers wanted Gay Love Island. No, I'm joking. They wanted Gay Love Island in like 3 months, which is a quick time.
They did want Gay Love Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They wanted it but made in 3 months, which is quite quick to turn around a show. And the producers went, we can't do that. Like, we can't make it that quick. And they went, right, well, if you're not having that, you're not having Survival of the Fittest, and took it off them.
Really?
So now there's no show.
They wanted to create a Gay Love Island.
Yeah.
But so they'd have a heterosexual Love Island, and then they would have a Gay Love Island.
Because they don't have any gay couples on the normal one, obviously.
So. No, because like, how would you couple up if there's like...
Yeah,
Because they'd all have to be gay, I guess.
I remember. So it'd be...
But so would they have boys and girls?
But it would be a bit more bisexual.
Yeah, bisexual Love Island. I think they wanted all men or all women. I don't know.
Now tell me, Brennan. So I want to. So if you were just a young lad from Manchester, and you know, sisters joined the circus. You know,
did she run away to join the circus, or was it?
No, she got a public transport.
Oh right.
I always want to find out about that because we skipped over that. But you were in Manchester, sisters in the circus, brothers a Christian, and Love Island give you a call.
Yeah.
Would you say hell yeah?
I think I'd have to be given some time.
What, Gay Love Island?
Why not? You need those followers, don't you? I'll do anything for a blue tick. I think you'd need a bit of time to get into shape, because some of those guys...
Yeah, how do they do that?
Do you know the ones with no necks?
Yeah.
And GCSEs? Well, like, they're ridiculous. So as I'm getting a little bit older, I've started to get these new little tits, which I don't want anymore.
Do you drink soy milk?
No.
Oh, that's... If you had, then that might have been...
What?
It.
Do you get tits from drinking soy milk? Yeah. Really?
Yeah, yeah, because it's an estrogen mimicker.
Oh.
It's an estrogen Gary Lineker.
So I think I need to get... You want to look fit, wouldn't you? If I'm walking around in Speedos all day, I'd want a six-pack, not...
Yeah, but
tits.
I feel like under that under that denim jacket and that mustard colour shirt, I feel like you've got a good body.
I haven't. it's a facade. You wear a medium, don't you? If you start to get a little paunch. I look 2 months pregnant. That's what I'd say.
You look 2 months pregnant.
Yeah. I like Posh Spice just as she was about to have a baby. Just a little bump. And... So I'd need time to go to the gym. I'd have to go Christian camp, do my CrossFit, and then get big. And then get some shit tattoos as well. That's all I want.
Do you have tattoos?
I've got one bad... Well, it's fine. I've got one on my ankle.
Oh, what is it?
It's just like a cross, but not a Christian one. It's like an X, like a thick
X.
Oh,
a swastika.
It's a swastika without the extra little bits. It's like a half-done swastika. So I'm basically just... I'm half of one. No, I'm not. So it's... It basically looks like a little thick, bold X. But people now think it's because I'm a fan of Ed Sheeran, because that's his album cover. And it's not.
Do you have to explain that? Do you have to shout to people, it's BrendanReese.com and I'm not a fan of Ed Sheeran?
Yeah. And people are like, what are you doing here? Put some pants on. Like, it's just me in a fucking public place.
Because you've got a few tattoos, don't you?
I've got a few tattoos.
Are there any that you would regret?
Yeah, I think I regret most of them.
Can I have a look?
Yeah, so I've got one says Adventure on my wrist, on my left-hand wrist.
Great,
just as a reminder.
Yeah, yep. One says Lost Boy here, and it was me, proud-looking Francis, who lived together. And
what?
We lived
Wait, together. No, no. I heard the name Francis, and I heard you. What was the middle name?
Proudlock.
Right, that's not a name, is it? Yeah. Proudlock?
Yeah, Proudlock.
That sounds like a door company. What is that name? Who's he? I'm not having that. That is not a name.
Ollie Proudlock.
Oh, his surname's Proudlock.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fine.
Oh, yeah, I only call people by their surname.
Oh, I thought he was called... Like, I thought, is he from medieval times? Sir Proudlock. Proudlock.
But we lived together.
He's not poor, is he?
He went to Eton College.
Oh, piece of shit then, isn't he? No, I don't. Is that where they all wank over biscuits?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought that was Randley.
But I have, so we have Lost Boy on my arm here, and when me, Ollie Proudlock and Francis lived together, we decided to go and get this gang of tattoos.
Well, I never decided to. You guys wanted to get a tattoo.
Well, we all thought we were going to get a tattoo together, so we turned up to get these tattoos and we both got it. And I got it, Ollie Proudlock got it, and Francis didn't get his done.
Well, no, because I was never going to get a tattoo.
He was never going to get a tattoo.
What font is that?
It's actually his writing. It's Ollie Proudlock's writing. The whole point.
Is he missing fingers? That is
it's
terrible.
Terrible, right?
Do it with his left hand.
The whole point is that I was meant to write his, and he was meant to write mine.
So romantic. Yeah.
That was the whole point. And he wrote mine, and I was like, oh, I'm not too sure. And I then wrote his, and he was like, hell fucking no, it looks like a 4-year-old. And I was like, but that's the thing we got to do. So I had already tattooed his writing on me, and then he was like, I'm not doing your one, I'm just going to do mine. And I was like, no, that's the whole point. So I got his writing on my arm, and he then has his own writing on his arm, and then he covered up with a wolf anyway, so he doesn't even. So I'm the only one left with a lost boy on my arm.
Oh, mate.
Don't worry about it. That's why
probably
I got more.
For the best.
Have you ever seen that show, Just Tattoo of Us?
Yeah.
Just the Tattoo of Us.
That's a really, like, irresponsible show, I think.
I think it's brilliant. I love it.
But, like, actually...
Oh, it's
classic.
Ridiculous. Where they get to... You get to put a tattoo on your friend, and they get to put one on you. You ever seen the one...
Have you not
on
seen
the person's
it?
Belly button?
With the bumhole.
Yeah, it's a woman bent over, and the belly button's the bumhole. No. My favourite bit of TV.
The worst one I've ever seen on Just the Two of Us, which Charlotte Crosby, a good friend of the podcast and good friend of mine, hosts, MTV, she... They're two guys, it's a girl and a guy, and they're going out, and they're sort of arguing, and the girl goes and gets a tattoo, so she puts the tattoo on him, so you get to choose what tattoo you put and where you want to put it. He puts it on her, which is the football team that he hates. It's like the Celtics, and he's like a Rangers fan, and he's like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" And he's like, he's livid, and he goes, "Don't worry, I think I've got you worse." And you're like, "What can be worse than putting a Celtic tattoo on a Rangers fan's butt?" And she pulls off her tattoo, and hers is on her butt as well. And it's suitcases, and he goes, "Yeah, you're just baggage, you're dumped," and walks out.
Oh my God, that is brilliant.
And it's like, my God, he calls her baggage and says, "I've packed your bags, they're at my house, now get up." Yeah. It's the most brutal bit of television I've ever seen. Not even that funny, but it was.
But we're watching it, aren't we?
God, because we're sadistic.
Do you know where your tattoo, do you know when you get it lasered off? Do you know where your tattoo goes? Do you know where it goes out your body?
No, where?
What are you talking about?
So when you get it tattooed off, it actually goes into your body, through your system, and then you poo it out.
Really?
Honest to God. It's one of the few facts I know in life.
Have you had something lasered off?
No, I just watched QI once.
Oh, wow.
But I wouldn't poo out Lost Boy.
Well, maybe not in that. It might be different letters. It might just be all mixed up. It might not be the perfect.
You poo on Lost Boys.
I love how pleased you were. He was like a naughty kid that you do.
He has this sort of tick when he knows he's about to say something hilarious. He starts to he says it and then coils backwards with laughter.
No, because I don't want to like shout into the mic
like I
afterwards.
Do. God, my ears. So I've also got small on my arm up here. I then got a tattoo.
Why do you have small on your arm?
I don't know, I just quite like small things, so I decided to get that. Then I have Peter Pan.
Small, what kind of small things?
Just, I think people who are small are quite fun. I think they're funnier than...
But midgets? You own a midget, don't you? You've bought a midget.
I just like small people, because I think we're quite
small
little.
People, small, what, children?
No, I just like small people. And I got small there, and then I've got... On my arm, back of my arm, I've got a palm tree in the back of my arm, and then I've got a teddy bear here, and then...
What is that thing?
It's a teddy bear with a balloon, then I got a feather, then I've got a compass on my back, and then I've got live a little there, then I got another
live
palm
a little...
Tree. Just live a little.
A compass on your back is the worst place for it. You can never see where you're going.
Yeah, and also, yeah, exactly, I don't know where I'm going. That's the whole point of it. Just, and weirdly, actually, that's convenient, Charlotte Crosby has exactly the same one.
Really?
How weird is that?
You guys are...
Yeah.
Tattoo sisters.
But anyway, Brennan, I want to know, so when Survival of the Fittest came along,
yeah,
how what happens with that phone call? What, so they say, right, we want you to be on it. And you're like, you want me to be on the show? And they're like, no, we want you to be the voiceover.
Yeah, they were like, do you want to be on the show? And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And they went, well, you're not fit enough, but your voice sounds all right, doesn't it? Well, what I had to do, I had to go in for a meeting, as you do, and then they went, right, can you say some of the things that they, like, write some bits that they would have on Love Island? So you write your little voiceover
your jokes.
And then they went, can you go and record it now? And it was at ITV, so I was like, right, I've got half an hour. So I went in then...
Do you record it while you're watching it?
And they give you some clips, and then you write them all out. So I was recording it on my laptop.
Is it quite hard, that though, the pressure to kind of be funny and to make it sort of entertaining and all those different things? That's pressure, right?
Yeah, well, it is if you, like, because it's made every day, and then you have to write sort of like an hour's worth of... Well, not an hour's worth of stuff, but you see, look for an hour's worth of material... And then you've got a writer on, and they didn't put the right one. They put this old man who, his references were terrible. He was like, let's do a joke about Nigel Havers. I'm like, who the fuck's that? Who's he? He had a joke, right? This is how dated he was. He goes, let's do a joke where I say, the future's bright, the future's orange. And I said, what? Like, Orange Phone Company? He went, yeah. And I went, it's been EE for about 12 years. This is ITV2. I don't know what you're writing for here. So after 3 days, the producers, they took me to one side and they said, we've put the wrong person for you. And I said, yeah, I thought so. And he went, because we're in South Africa. And he went, do you want us to send him home? And I said, are you asking me whether you wanted to get fired? I said, he's got kids. Leave him here. So we just wrote separate. It was a bit tough because you can't say whatever you want. That's the thing.
Oh, really? Why not?
Just because, like, it was the first series, so they didn't want to slag people off. But it's very hard when everyone's got the worst drawn-on eyebrows ever.
Oh,
so every time you're watching this material and you see someone with, like, two sad smiles above their eyes, you go, they're awful. So you're writing all this stuff and they're like, you can't keep saying she's bright orange. And you're like, but she is. Sunset orange she was. It's just... It was good fun, but it was hard work.
Because it's a lot of work as well. And being in that booth and doing those kind of things, is it fun work or is it... tiring work? Or when you finished it, you probably like the end product, but doing it, it's probably a bit intense.
Do you know what? Like, there were some days where you go, oh, I'm a bit knackered, but where I grew up in a place called Ashton-under-Lyne, which is...
Oh, I know.
Terrible. It was on The Secret Millionaire. That's how bad it is.
I know it well.
Yeah? Yeah? Yeah, what's your favourite place at Ashton?
Oh, Crail Street.
It's got two syllables in Crail.
What was The Secret Millionaire that happened there?
Well, it's just because it's so poor that a guy pops up, doesn't he, and then starts handing out 10 grand to people that can't afford to pay their electricity bill. So when I was out in South Africa, I was like, it's tiring, but I'd never get to be... Like, we lived on safari for 5 weeks, and it was... Like, there was just monkeys running around, bloody giraffes, rhinos. I just thought, I'd never get to do this. So
you were for 6 weeks? That,
yeah.
But that's interesting, because you grew up there in Manchester, and what were you like as a kid though? Were you a funny kid? Were you the joker? Were you the outsider? What kind of group did you fit into?
I was sort of a bit of a at home I was a show off because I was youngest, and my mum, she's very supportive, probably too supportive, just like, let me get away with anything. And then at school I was probably a bit of a weird kid. Like, do you know those kids who had like a flame shirt? I had twisted spikes.
Twisted spikes.
You know, like, when you gel your hair.
Oh, yeah.
You get gel from the chemist.
Frosted tips.
Yeah, frosted tips. And I just looked a bit like I wanted to be
American. You look like Wade Robson in the Wade Robson Project.
Right? Yeah. Well, not Wade Robson when he was 12. So, I was just crying a lot. So, but I could do a great moonwalk out of a bedroom. So... I was just a bit weird because everyone else was like chavs. And I had a... Do you know like when people used to wear like chains on the pants?
Yeah.
I went B&Q, I saved up £3.40, bought a car park chain. I looked ridiculous.
You got like a motorbike chain.
Well, I just thought, get a bigger one, prove I'm really into the cause.
How heavy was that on your leg?
It was dead heavy. Like... I looked like I hadn't needed a built-up shoe.
And was
like,
it attached to your wallet or something?
It was attached to my animal wallet. Yeah, it was...
Was it a Velcro one?
Velcro one, yeah. What did I have in there? Nothing. I had a solo card from the Abbey National.
Did you have one of those wristbands that you flicked on and things like that?
Yes, of course I did. I had one of them. I had some big headphones like I was in Bomb Funk MCs, like Freestyler. I wanted dreadlocks. Don't know why. I carried a skateboard. Did I ever ride it? Of course I didn't. Yeah, I was that guy.
But then what happened? So then you, but did you always think that, look, were you one of those kids who thought, right, I'm better than this. I need to escape this. I can get out of here. I have sort of visions of me doing so much more. Because a lot of the people that I've spoken to, you know, I'm friends with people like Laura Jackson, who's a TV presenter, really lovely girl. And actually, I spoke to Henry Holland the other day, and all from the North. And they always say that when you live in the North, you're sort of, at school, your aspirations aren't really driven into you. You're told that you can go and be the local bus driver, you can go and do this and that. And so how did you get the vision of, right, I want to go to London, I want to get into comedy, I want to go and do this?
Well, you just want it, like, because you can't, I just couldn't stay there. I love going back, I love seeing my family, but you just see, like, nothing's changed. There's still a Wimpy in Ashton.
You know, my family used to own Wimpy Burger.
Fuck off.
We started McVitie's and owned Wimpy Burger.
What?
How old is Wimpy Burger?
I don't know. We had it in the 80s. Yeah.
Oh my God. I've probably funded your education, the amount of burgers I bought from there. No.
So they had a Wimpy Burger in there.
No way. Then McVitie's as well.
Yeah.
I love them.
I know. We don't have it anymore, though, which is a shame. But you had a
Wimpy. It's doing really well, Wimpy.
No, but
it is in Ashton.
But you had they had some Wimpy. So you were like, I just want to escape from here. I want to move and get something different. I want to get out of that.
Yeah, I just didn't want to be. I didn't want to be a bin man. I didn't want to join the army. I didn't want to go and work as a plumber. And I've got nothing against those things. I just felt a bit more creative, and I loved mucking about. I loved watching, like, you know, stand-up comedy videos and stuff like that. So then when I got to, like, a teenager, I went college and did, like, acting, and then went to drama school, and I was like, oh my God, these are sort of my people. And then you realise actors are bellends.
But you got introduced to creativity, right, where it was like the dramatic arts and things like that, and you knew that there were other options in life, right?
Yeah, like, I had a good teacher at secondary school. I went to an old boys school where you had to be good at, like, two things, like running or punching people in the face. And I was good at none of them. So my English teacher knew that I was sort of into, like, books and, like, drama and stuff. So she used to bring in plays and bits like that. So, like, I was like, oh, she's amazing. I once wrote her a Christmas card about 3 years ago thanking her.
Oh, really? That's so sweet.
She didn't reply, bitch.
Right, Brendan, on that note, we have to have the question of the week. So, Francis, what is the question of the week?
This is a question about Manchester.
Mm.
So, in the Manchester Town Hall, what is the painting above the door of?
This sounds like you're making this up. It sounds like you were picking words out of a hat. You're like, in Manchester, in the town hall.
No.
So,
in Manchester's magnificent town hall.
Just picked out another word. It's like Scrabble.
What is shown on the ceiling above the main entrance?
Okay. Brendan, you're the guest. What do you pick?
Obviously, that's the question.
So, I've been in there before because they have the Christmas markets out there. So
I thought you might have.
You nip in for a wee for free.
A little tip for any of you Mancunians up there.
Yeah. So,
on the ceiling of the main entrance.
Yeah, we. I love how he just comes back in with extra information that we already know.
Okay, more specific.
That it's not. How is that going to help us even more? Oh wait, the main room.
Sorry, I was thinking of the pantry. I reckon, if it's Manchester, maybe like a mosaic of someone like Liam Gallagher headbutting Bez. Something like that. Is that what it is? Have I nailed it?
Okay. Is that your final answer?
Yeah, that's going to be... I bet my house on it.
All right, Jamie.
I think it's going to be a mosaic of Zeus
Why Mosaic? Because it's in Manchester.
Because it's like, if it's Manchester, it's probably been smashed up.
Okay, it's going to be a painting. It's going to be an oil painting.
Ooh.
Of Zeus.
An oil painting on the ceiling.
Yeah, it's going to be an oil painting. It's going to be an oil.
Not a fresco.
It's going to be. It's going to be an al fresco.
Isn't that eating outside?
Yeah. Do you mean a fresco?
It's going to be a fresco on the ceiling, and it's going to be Zeus touching Cupid's finger.
I'm glad you said finger.
Zeus touching Cupid's finger.
Yeah.
Sounds creepy that when you say it out loud, doesn't it? What's he doing touching that little boy's finger?
You dressed as Wade Robson when you were kids. Right, okay, we got my diary.
Well, the answer will be in part two.
Be in part two. Here's time for my diary. Wednesday. Now, I think I'm a fashionable guy. Most people think that I have good fashion sense. Some people even stop me in the street and say, "Hey, I like your style," which I reply, "Thanks. It's from," then I say, "some cool clothing store." But then they reply, "I meant your actual style, just the way you hold yourself. It's great. Thanks," I say. I get that a lot too. Anyway, my style is cool, and I've spoken about this before, but I wear girls' clothes occasionally. This Wednesday, I needed a new top to film in, and I thought, well, instead of buying any top, I would spend a little money and buy something fabulous. I headed into Harrods, into the girls' section, of course, and found a lovely number. Honestly, if you are a guy listening, go and buy a girl's shirt. They fit, feel, look, and think better than guy's shirts.
Shirts think?
Yeah, they do.
Oh.
Yeah.
I bet if they're from Harrods, I'd want them to do everything. It's posh there.
I picked out the shirt, which the assistant described as a blouse, and took it to the changing room, while passing some gold tracksuit bottoms, which looked great, so I picked those. As I started trying on the girls' top and bottoms, the door swung open to reveal a group of teenagers wanting to use the girls' dressing room to find me standing there, acting a little bit like Bruce Jenner.
Jimmy Savile in the gold tracksuit.
My only response was, "Would you mind?" Then I camped up to the max. Don't disturb a diva while they are trying clothes on.
Never disturb a diva. I bet you're like a Janet Jackson backing dancer in those gold pants.
Just, I feel like we should wear girls' clothes more.
I used to wear... Do you know when skinny jeans weren't as, like, popular? Mm. I used to wear girls' skinny jeans.
Really?
But they don't have a bit for your knob.
Yes, so and they have a really small zip.
They have a small zip, and you basically just have to tuck your balls and knob under. It just doesn't look great. And also the zip's on the wrong side. But I used to wear these... Yeah, my legs would go blue.
I know.
Apparently it does... cut off blood to your gonads.
Yeah.
One of my most...
cause infertility.
One of my most hated fashion senses is when someone who wears really, 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 really tight trousers, but they have really... Like, guys do it, and they have really big legs.
Yeah.
And it looks like you've sort of squeezed sausages.
It looks like a kebab. Do you know when it's on the stick?
Those sorts of jeans are often found wearing. They also wear like no socks and those cuttlefish shoes. You know, the shoes that look like cuttlefish. Yeah. They're often sort of they're sort of boohoo man campaigns,
like right? A wicker croc.
Yeah. But I often think, you know, the boohoo men. Well, the boohoo women in the girls' campaigns probably wouldn't have very much time for the boohoo men. I don't think they'd hang out. They wouldn't fraternise.
Do you not think they would fancy each other?
No, I don't think so.
I think a boohoo man looks like someone who's like a confident person who used to shop at Giacomo.
Right, everyone, that is the end of part one of Private Parts. But in part two, we're going to have Francis Diary, the answer to the question of the week, and, of course, more of Brennan Rees. See you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.